Hello, brothers and sisters. I hope you're well. As you know, the US has started to move military hardware towards the Caribbean Sea. Okay? So there has been quite a lot of US military activity. So the US has been ramping up the presence in the Caribbean. You have the 22nd Marine Expedition Unit, which is pretty much ready to go with ships like the USS Iwo Jima or Jima, whatever they call it, and the USS San Antonio, which are both fully loaded with fighter jets, helicopters, armored vehicles, and troops. And meanwhile, the USS Minneapolis, St. Paul, that's the name, which is a coastal patrol ship, it did arrive at Guantanamo Bay, which is based in Cuba, and he did that on the 20th of August 2025. And he left Florida back in March, and he's actually carrying a Seahawk helicopter and a small US Coast Guard team. So the official mission is fighting drug trafficking in the Caribbean, but the heavy naval presence also sends a clear signals to the US, that's saying that the US is serious about showing force near Venezuela. And this is the main objective. As you know, recently, Donald Trump, the Secretary Marco Rubio, who is on top of Venezuela's case, they've been saying for many years that Venezuela is in the backyard of the US and they have so much oil that they can just use it, right? And this is exactly how Donald Trump and the members of his administration speak. Okay, so there has been some regional reactions in Latin America. You have Cuba, you have Bolivia, you have Nicaragua. These are the other countries, some of the other countries, okay? And they all strongly oppose the US moves, calling them imperialist move or imperialist aggression. Then you also have Colombia, which has this leftist president now, whose name is Gustavo Petro. And he's not buying the US story about Venezuela basically running a cartel of the Sands. And I'll get into this now. So the cartel of the Sands is a drug cartel. And Paraguay, who is another South American country, has basically or officially announced that the cartel of the Sands is a terrorist organization, okay? And this is the first Latin American country that has openly sided with the US narrative that Venezuela is actually financing and sending these cartel members, which are the worst of the worst of Venezuela, into the United States. And he's helping with an invasion of foreigners into the United States, okay? And also, he's supporting and he's completely linked to this drug cartel that is actually, according to Donald Trump administration, selling drugs inside the United States. So Mr. Petro, Gustavo Petro of Colombia, he says that this is just an excuse from the US to invade, and he did warn that it will spark a massive migration and also hurt Colombia's economies. There are some Colombian members of the parliament, of the opposition, that they completely agree with an American invasion of Venezuela. As you know, there have been many political conflicts between these two countries, mainly with the previous Colombian administrations. And some of them, they say, let's have it, right? And which is really weird. Remember, there are many Colombians that the way they think is very aligned to the US, we will say extreme right in Europe. Many of them are actually supporting neo-Naz, I don't know how to say the full name. They're supporting these extreme right groups, extremists in Ukraine. They're fighting along them. Many of them have also intervened in other conflicts. For example, when the and alive the pro former president of Haiti, there were many Colombian mercenaries that were involved in that. Okay. Now, why is the US moving ships into Guantanamo, and why is this important? So, stationing a ship at Guantanamo gives the US a very strong foothold in the Caribbean, and it can literally patrol key shipping lanes, track drug trafficking, and react quickly if it's needed. While the mission is officially about drugs, it also positions the US for any future operations around Venezuela and its surrounding, which clearly shows that military readiness and drug enforcement are being used side by side in this case. Always the US uses an excuse. Now, let's look at history, the history of drugs in the US and Latin America, okay? We're not gonna talk about Pablo Escobar here, but many say that he was a CIA asset. But look, this isn't the first time that the US has mixed drugs and a strategy, you know, international strategy. Back in World War II, the US intelligence services did work with mobsters like Lucky Luciano, and they used them to protect ports and gather intelligence. Later in Europe and Southeast Asia, similar deals helped the US meet its strategic goals, even if it meant turning a blind eye to drug operations. In Latin America, for example, during the 1980s, anti-communist forces sometimes got US support while also being involved in cocaine trafficking. So the pattern is clear. Washington has a history of using drug trafficking as a tool for political or military goals, even if it looks like a simple law enforcement issue, right? And we can go back to other countries like the British Empire, when they were an empire, which they used opium, basically, which sparked the opium wars against China, which took away chunks of land from China, basically. You got Hong Kong, you got Shanghai, and other parts of China that they were taken by the British, by the French, and other colonial powers. So today, the US is telling the world that Venezuela is a narco state under Maduro. So think about it. How can a head of a state basically accuse another head of a state of being a narco state kingpin without even showing evidence? Now, Paraguay, recent declaration and US troop deployments echoes the past, using drug claims as a justification for pressure or intervention. Now you have these ALBA countries, like Colombia, as I told you before, which some of them, they see this and they warn the US, saying that the US is more interested in controlling Venezuela oil, which Donald Trump have said many times, than just stopping drugs. In fact, drugs have been flowing from Latin America to the US for a very long time, and the patrols have always existed. Even the military has been used for this. So why now you ramp up all this military hardware, which look like an invasion, basically, near Venezuela? Now let's look at the big picture. The region is becoming a split. So some countries back the US, others rally around Venezuela, and they want to protect Venezuela, okay? Bolivia, you got Cuba, and other countries. Now, Venezuela it has the largest oil reserves known in the entire world, okay? So all oil prices and energy markets are at very risk if the tensions escalate. And a military confrontation could trigger mass migration from Venezuela into neighboring countries, which will cause a geopolitical issue all over the region. So US forces are clearly preparing for multiple scenarios here. And the combination of military moves and drug narratives shows this could become a serious regional flashpoint. So bottom line here, the US is showing muscle. They're flexing the muscles near Venezuela, while Latin America is divided on how to respond to this. The historical pattern suggests that the drug trafficking narrative is as much about politics and strategy as it is about stopping illegal drugs. So what happened next could reshape regional alliances, energy markets, and migration patterns across the whole of Latin America. So this is the information I got so far, but this continues developing. And I'll continue sharing information with you on Telegram, Geras and Her Politicas, or on TikTok, on my profile, Intel Solid. So if you like this video, please like it, bookmark it, and as always, I'll continue informing you.